Nerd Night has come to central Pennsylvania. WPSU's Christine Allen reports on the first event in a monthly series that began last week in State College.
Semi Esser, professor of energy and geoenvironmental engineering at Penn State, starts off the evening with some Turkish music on guitar. He plays to a capacity crowd gathered for the inaugural Nerd Night at Webster's Bookstore Cafe.
What do you think of when you hear the term nerd?
I think of people like me, you know, glasses and studious and a little bit out of the world and odd.
Bill Arden is a retired college astronomy teacher who's sitting at a table in the back.
What does the word nerd mean to you?
Alternative interests, I guess.
Ashley Walter is a doctoral student in mass communication at Penn State.
I think anybody who's in a doctoral program is probably a nerd. So I guess the answer might be my default yes.
So Nerd Night is really a way for folks to come together with friends, listen to three awesome speakers talk about what they're passionate about, and really just have a lot of fun learning together.
Mel Meter is one of the co-founders of Nerd Night State College. She says the crowd is here to nerd out not just with the science talk by Penn State climate scientist Michael Mann, but also to hear about the role of crafting in political activism and belly dancing.
So it really can run the gamut as far as topics and the kind of people that are sharing their passion.
Meter wanted to start this State College event after attending some Nerd Nights while she was living in Madison, Wisconsin.
Bringing friends, meeting new friends, it was really just a wonderful way to connect and, of course, to learn something new.
To me, it's always about this community building function.
Stephanie Madden of State College is an assistant professor in the College of Communications at Penn State and a co-founder of the State College Nerd Night.
It's funny, too. Like, Nerd Night's meant to be funny. So it's not meant to be like an academic conference. It's not meant to be just a dry recitation of information. It's a fun experience.
Elaine Meter Wilgus, owner of Webster's Bookstore and the mother of Mel Meter, is an MC for the evening's festivities. She says Nerd Night started back in 2003 when a Boston University doctoral student gave his drinking buddies in a dive bar a presentation on the bird he was studying.
PhD. Dive bar, we all find that great balance in our lives, correct?
In honor of Nerd Night, Meter Wilgus is wearing an elaborate, rather frilly dress reminiscent of an earlier century. But you can read this dress because it's made out of elaborately rolled and folded pages from a book.
Yeah, Nerd Night seemed like the perfect time to wear this.
Webster's usually doesn't have alcohol, but for tonight, Meter Wilgus points out, Otto's Pub and Brewery, which is a WPSU underwriter, has a table in the back of the house selling beer by the can. There will also be trivia between the speakers tonight.
And we're going to be giving away prizes.
Nerd Night co-founder Stephanie Madden is the first presenter. She speaks on the history of craftivism, from the codes sewn into quilts to assist the Underground Railroad, to using knitting for clandestine communication.
Specific combinations of knit and pearls. Basically, it's like little Morse code, and you could create a secret message and like a scarf for somebody.
Penn State climate scientist Michael Mann calls himself a card-carrying nerd. His talk is the second of the evening. From stage, he speaks on weather, theoretical physics, and climate change.
The extreme weather events that we had this summer across the entire northern hemisphere, from Europe to North America, we cannot explain them without taking into account climate change.
After his talk, the world-renowned scientist sits down among his fellow nerds with a beer to listen to the finale of Nerd Night, a talk on Egyptian dance by Shannon Bishop, the owner of Black Cat Belly Dance.
So I want to thank Elaine for inviting me because she said to me, we're doing this thing called Nerd Night. Are you into it? And I was like, absolutely I am. What is Nerd Night?
Bishop was undaunted by the idea of following two Penn State professors.
I feel like I'm the token commoner presenting tonight. So I'm representing all of us in the room who just have something that we really love, maybe don't have a PhD in.
Bishop ends her talk with a demonstration of her art, dancing through the audience in a bejeweled white costume. According to the Nerd Night website, there are monthly Nerd Night events in more than 100 cities around the globe. Now State College has taken its place among the nerdiest, with Nerd Nights planned for the second Wednesday of each month at Webster's. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.